wrote an article this week that really captured my mind. I mean, we're referring to it throughout the sermon because it's a spot that we all find ourselves in different times of life. But it's a spot some people literally physically find themselves in, right? So this article was about people that get out into the woods or get out into nature and they get lost. And here was the title of the article, this next slide here. There's people out in the middle of nowhere. And it said, why humans totally freak out when they get lost. It was by this guy, Mark Kahn, who's written a book on it. And it's an article on wire.com. It went into all these details about researchers, but also all these stories about people just losing their minds when they get out in the woods by themselves and doing all sorts of craziness. But here's what he said toward, one part of the article said, it's hard to predict. This is an exact quote. Basically, how someone who's lost is going to behave. It's hard to know what they're going to do, but rescue professionals know that it's safe to assume they're not going to help themselves. Like, it's safe to assume that once somebody's lost, they're going to, who knows what they're going to do, but it's not going to be helpful. But you just assume that they're actually making a mess of things. Who in the room has the humility to look at their own life and say, left to myself, it's hard to predict what I would do, but it's safe to say I'm probably not going to help myself out. Right? So here's the deal. If you have that, if you actually have that level of humility, if that's actually true inside your heart, not just with your hand, of like, I know I can't fix myself, then that humility opens you up to a promise that Jesus is going to give us. Okay? So the promise, I'm going to tell it to you, and we're going to break it down. We're seeing the Bible in a second. Here's the promise. Here's the big point today. It's a big one. It says the Holy Spirit, God's Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus, how Paul describes it, for him, the Holy Spirit will guide you. The Holy Spirit will guide you. A lot of us go through life pretty unsure of the next right thing to do, or at least not super confident that we actually know what's best. Kind of go in circles even a lot. But do you trust that this is true? You think back to the way you prayed this last week, do you actually believe that the Spirit of God was going to guide you? When, great, that's awesome, so it was like 100%. When you think back to how you handled stress and problems this week, did you act out of a belief that God's Spirit actually wanted to take you by the hand and walk you through the right way to respond? Or are you here like me and you're like, I need some help. Like, I can see some fail points. I see some that I'm ashamed of this last week. Stuff right here in your life. But the nice thing is, I'm coming today, we're going to be reading Jesus talking to us. He's going to be giving us these promises. So if you got a Bible with you, I hope you do. If you don't, please take one of those Bibles from the pew right in front of you. It's our gift to you if you want it. But here's where we want you to go. We're going straight through John, verse by verse, because we're not in a hurry when it comes to getting to know Jesus, right? And we're at verse 12 right now, chapter 16. So you can use the table of contents in the front of your Bible for me, right? Let's pray. Jesus took the Bible and said, he will glorify me because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. Jesus is talking about, basically, Jesus has everything. The Holy Spirit gives us what Jesus has. And then he defines, getting into the Trinity here, so he's talking about God the Father. All that belongs to God the Father, belongs to the Father, is mine. That is why he says, first thing we need to clear away, a lot of us have a lie inside of us about Jesus, about God. It's like, I gotta say all the right things, I gotta word my prayer perfect, because I gotta unlock a message from God. Like as if God is like holding it back and doesn't really want to tell you, but if you just get the perfect password, then it'll tell you. Fine, I'll tell you, Jacob. Here it is. It's the opposite. Like the reason God doesn't tell us more is that we can't handle more. Like God isn't holding out on us. Like God isn't keeping us. Like Jesus is eager. Like, that's what we need to first get in our heads. Like Jesus is eager to talk to you. A lot of us don't listen that way. We don't have that sort of hope when we pray. And we think, like, I'm really going the extra mile. I showed up and listened. Right? But it's like, Jesus has been waiting for you to be ready to hear. Right? So, here's a story on this one. This guy, Kenneth Hill, who, he's a psychologist, right? And for a lot of us, when we look back at our past, the truth is if we've done nothing, we'd be in a less mess than we could in our own sometimes, right? But in 800 different people cases, or missing people cases, there were only two people that had either the wisdom or just the dumb luck to stay put until they were, like, too exhausted to move on. I mean, some people stayed put once they collapsed, right, that they got found. But there were, out of 800 people, one of them was, like, this lady in her upper 80s who had gone to pick apples. I don't know her story. She stayed put until they got found. The other was an 11-year-old. Why did the 11-year-old stay put? Well, we'll go to this next picture. The 11-year-old up in Canada, this is what they teach kids in elementary school. They have this, like, because I guess a lot of people get lost. They have this training for little kids. It's called Hug a Tree and Survive. Like this little course you have at school. So the idea, like, just pick a tree and just stay next to it and let the adults come find you. And don't just be, like, running everywhere, right? So this 11-year-old had been to a class where the main point of class was Hug a Tree and Survive. And the 11-year-old obeyed what he'd been taught, and he got found. And out of 800 cases of missing people, like, he was one of two that did the smartest thing that people are looking for. A lot of us think, like, oh, I really need a message from God because I want to plan out the next 20 years and solve all of independence's problems and get this political party to do what's right or whatever, right? Like, that's what we're expecting. I have a feeling most of what God wants to tell us right now this week is probably closer to what that 11-year-old experienced. A simple lesson that requires just, like, my own lesson to do what the teacher said. And, like, it all worked out, right? So here's our next promise. As well, actually, yeah, we'll go with it, right? So the Holy Spirit's going to teach you something that you can grasp. Let me just say this too on that point. It is going to be something that you can bear. It doesn't mean you're not going to feel overwhelmed. Like, I bet that 11-year-old was scared and didn't know how to fix everything. Super Bowl, or I don't know, what country's going to be really powerful, or whatever. Certainly, there's examples in the New Testament where the Holy Spirit tells people what's up ahead. Right? Like, he tells the early church about a coming famine for the purpose of, like, some other people to be able to donate to feed people that are going to wind up being hungry. God can reveal the future to Christians for a purpose. Like, that can happen. But in my experience, it's not going to all be, like, giant stuff in the future. A lot of it's going to be, like, here's the thing you need to focus on to be ready for the next thing that's coming, right? He's going to guide you to what's ahead. So there's this tragic story of this lady who was hiking up in Maine, and she's 66 years old, I think, and this is a little over a decade ago. She went off the trail to go to the bathroom. She hiked a whole bunch of, like, experienced hikers. She's a retired nurse. But she was in some really deep forest in Maine that a lot of people had lost at. She got lost and turned around, and she had enough, like, woodcraft skill that she stayed alive in the woods for 19 days. But she did not make it out of the woods. And we'll leave it there, right? We don't need to prove some details of it. But here's one of the many tragedies to that story that she didn't realize she was trying to stay put on this hill is she had gone downhill from where she ended up camping out when she got retired. She just right, would have let it out of the woods that she was in. But there's no way for her to know that, right? I do know from experience the Holy Spirit will show up and he'll knock on your heart, or he'll highlight something, or he'll poke at you, and he will tell you the thing that there's no way for you to know. And if you'll do it, then it'll lead you to a pretty straight path to get you out of the woods. Now, what does that really mean in practice? What it means is, like, the Holy Spirit will give you, maybe you have a verse, right? Like for me the other day, I talked to you guys about Ephesians 4:29. We talked about some more family camp. I feel like the Holy Spirit laid that on my heart one time when I was walking and praying about how do I be a better dad. Led to a verse, right? But that was about it, right? I feel like God gave me a little passage of scripture, but that was like, here it is, now follow the trail the rest of the way. Like, Jake, you can memorize this. Like, if I pointed it out to you, you can work on it. And then you can start trying to obey what it says. Sometimes the Holy Spirit leads us, it's not that he abandons us, but these lightning bolt moments where he tells us about what's up ahead, a lot of times it's like a go down the hill and you're going to find a clear track. And then follow the track. And that's where a lot of us get messed up. Like the Holy Spirit tells us something, we tell our small group about it 48 hours later. And then by the time the next week comes, we're like, I can't remember my goal from last week. I don't know. And then it's kind of like, oh, right? It's like when God tells you something, like stick with it. Because there's nothing like super adventurous, right? It's not Indiana Jones type of stuff where it's like a follow a railroad track out of the woods. A lot of the stuff that the Holy Spirit will guide you to, it's going to be kind of like a, okay, now just put one foot in front of the other on the right path, right? Like, just get through the day being more patient with your kid. Or just keep paying off that IRS bill that you got back when you were living crazy. Whatever it is, right? Like, just keep doing the thing on the track that the Holy Spirit led you to. Like, it's not going to be super sexy all the time, right? It's not going to be super adventurous all the time. But if it's the thing that Jesus led you to get out of the woods, like, stick with it, right? So the Holy Spirit will guide us to what's up ahead. It might be something fantastical about the future, but it might just be, here's the thing you need to do to get ready down the road. Like, maybe you really need that IRS bill paid off. You really need whatever. You need trust with your spouse or whatever it is. Because you don't know the struggle of next year. But if you're obedient to what Jesus has told you today, you're going to be ready for what's up ahead. Right? He's going to guide you to be ready. Okay? He's going to guide you to what's to come. Here's our third promise from this passage. And this is a big one. Jesus says the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. And when you're praying, there's nothing out of bounds. When you're going to Jesus, there's no part of your life that you can't talk about. But how does this one actually work? Well, here's an interesting thing I came across reading this article about when people get lost. In 2009, this researcher took a group of people, took them to two parts of the world where it's pretty hard to navigate. Took them and dropped them off in the Sahara Desert, and then took them and dropped them off in the forest in Germany. And in both cases, if the weather conditions were right, where the sun wasn't visible and there was really no landmarks, they wanted to research if people walk in a straight line. People go in a direction, even any direction, but just could you maintain it? Kyle Glorious had some training in this with those. Maybe somebody with some training, but I don't know who these people were there testing. Everybody they tested, though, if they didn't have a visible landmark, taking as you walk, if you keep looking at that mountain, it's going to keep showing you a real direction, right? Imagine in your life, when you go to work, you're around totally different people than when you're at your house, right? Or wherever you live. When you're at Quick Trip, you're around totally different people, right? When you go down and somebody comes up to your window, right? And they're flying a sign, right? And you're moving a lot and you're sweating and it's not that hot. And like, you know, like, when that happens, even though the immediate surroundings has changed, if you look up to that mountain, if you look to the Holy Spirit, he will give you like your bearings. And what is good in any given situation? If you trust yourself on what's good in all the same negative thoughts about yourself, the same fears, the same pride that covers up the fear, whatever it might be, right? And we're just going in circles because we don't really have a direction. And sometimes you might even think, like, oh, I got something to hold on to. If it's not the Holy Spirit, you don't have enough guidance, even if it's something good. Even if you read the Bible without the Holy Spirit's help, you're not gonna get to where you need to be. Like, Jesus sent us the Holy Spirit because we want enough without the Holy Spirit to get to where we're supposed to be. And so more than anything else, the Holy Spirit wants to speak to us through the Bible. But I want to tell you one more tragic story. This one doesn't end tragically, but it just was sad to read about. There's a little girl lost in Canada, and she was looking at the sky, and she's up in Canada, though. She's looking at the sky, and she thinks, well, the sun's right there. I'll just use the sun and kind of figure out a way to get out. But it was up far enough north of Canada that like the sun just goes in a circle. Because that time of year. So this girl wound up just literally walking in a circle, even though she was smart enough to try to follow an outside thing. She's gone for 11 days, and she did get found. So that was a good story. But even trusting something like that, she just didn't still have a real God that really knew. And even if you got some sort of landmark, if you got a wise parent that you actually listened to, or you got something else good in your life, without the Holy Spirit's help, you're still going to get confused, right? Like, we have to have this connection with the Holy Spirit. So, I want to hit all three and tell us one more story. So here's all three of the promises here today. The Holy Spirit will guide you. He'll guide you without crushing you, right? Like, what you need to know, when you need to know. He'll guide you to what's up ahead, the next thing you need to be doing. He'll guide you into all truth. You can look to the Holy Spirit no matter what situation you're in and say, what's good? Right? That person you got mad at, once you tell an awesome story up in Sunday school upstairs, they got mad at somebody, and they saw them at the bus stop, they thought, I'm going to avoid that person. Which sometimes, if you're mad at somebody, is the right step. But the Holy Spirit knocked on this person's heart and said, no, you need to go to all this. That was quite the guidance, right? And that changed the whole trajectory of that relationship. They had to do it, but the first thing was they needed the guidance. The Holy Spirit will show you what's up ahead, what we need to do, right? One quote, one great quote from this article, I'm going to end this on, go to the next picture. The Navy has this training thing up in Maine near where that lady passed away because those woods are so hard to find or something. And they have this training called S-E-R-E, might be mispronounced here, but Seer, there you go. So they have this training, and part of it is like you're stuck as a prisoner, it's real intense. The psychologist went in and did this research on, like, how good do these guys' brains work when they're under all that stress? You had to do this simple thing where you got to, like, copy a picture first, and then later they ask you to do it from memory. But he said even when they're just looking at the picture, copying it, these Navy pilots and, like, air crewmen, the question is more like I said. The question really is who gets done faster. You know, like, from a military's perspective, it's like, when you're in a stressful day, like, you're all everybody's IQ is dropping. We're just trying to help you get less dumb, less quick, right? So that doesn't apply to your IQ, but it also applies to our Christ-likeness or our goodness. When we're stressed, when we're in a hurry, we all act less like Jesus. If you're all by yourself and you're super stressed, your goodness is going to plummet. But we've all been in moments, hopefully at least, when we were little kids, where we had no idea where we were, where we had no idea how to get to where we needed to be, but where we had somebody that we trusted right there with us that did that. And it's a whole different thing to not know how to get to where you need to be if you have somebody you trust to guide you through it, right? You're going to have a moment this week where you're really stressed. You're going to have a time where you're afraid or where you feel alone. Are you going to trust what Jesus said? That the Holy Spirit will guide you. That you can hold the Holy Spirit's hand and just walk with Him through that hard thing. Walk with Him to be like Jesus. Right? Because I don't know what tomorrow is going to face this week. I do know the Holy Spirit will guide you if He will look to you, right? So I want to close this out by praying a blessing over you guys. And as I pray this, I'm going to put my hand up as I pray over you. If you want to make your heart open, sometimes for me it's helpful to like, do things with my body. You can open up your hands if you want to. But in your brain, as I'm praying this over you, if you want it, why don't you tell Jesus, like, please, yes. Tell God the Father, like, please, yes. Because Jesus told us that God will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask. So let's pray. May the Holy Spirit be your guide. May the Son and the Holy Spirit too. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.